Yale University professor Kelly Brownell has been watching for a long time as Americans gain weight. He says obesity and diabetes are creating debilitating health problems, and the food industry is largely to blame. Brownell says science is starting to show that people can become addicted to sugar, fat, and salt, the same stuff that's in most processed foods.
Certain parts of the brain get activated by food constituents, particularly sugar, that look like the same activation that occurs with heavily addictive substances like nicotine, alcohol, or morphine.
Brownell says the science is not definitive at this point, and he doesn't expect it will ever show that donuts are as addictive as cigarettes, but he expects something similar, and so he's advocating that society treat these treats the same way as cigarettes, tax them, and put the money toward prevention programs. Brownell is specifically pushing for a tax on sugary drinks. He says this approach worked for smokes, so why not soda pop?
Well, there's no question about it. The rate of people smoking in the United States is about half of what it was in the 1950s and 60s. And that's attributable to a number of things. But the economists have figured that the taxes were the single most effective contributor to that.
Brownell says California has held hearings on the idea. The New York state legislature is considering a tax on sugary drinks, and New Hampshire has just introduced legislation. And he says that's just the tip of the iceberg. More sugar taxes are on the way. We tried to reach the food industry's major trade group, the Grocery Manufacturers Association, to comment for this story, but they didn't respond. We also didn't hear back from General Mills, a company that recently announced plans to lower the sugar content in its cereals. We did speak with John Feldman. He's an attorney who represents some of the major food manufacturers. He says they make foods that have salt, fat, and sugar because people like them.
There are products that people want to buy because they taste good, or they are fun, or they're attractive, of course. And if they didn't sell, people wouldn't make them.
Feldman says any laws limiting or taxing certain foods must be based on scientific evidence, facts that show the foods are causing health problems. He says science hasn't proven that with sugar, salt, and fat. Consumers at one Ohio supermarket also want the sugary drink tax idea to fizzle out. College student Alicia Cobb is looking at the sweetened teas. She says beverages are only one of the reasons Americans are overweight.
So is McDonald's and Burger King and not working out and being a lazy bum.
How do you think people are supposed to live? Tax and everything.
Marie Holloway has a 12-pack of ginger ale in her cart. She says she's not supposed to have sugar because her doctor is concerned she's developing diabetes.
I only get a small income, and my doctor takes all of my money for co-payments and doctor bills and stuff. Then I don't have nothing left because they've been taxed everything so high. I think it's terrible.
Some TV pundits call the soda tax part of the Obama nanny state, telling people what's good for them and limiting their choices. But those who support the sugar beverage tax say it doesn't take away choice. It just helps people break what might be an addictive habit, one that's costing everyone lots of money in healthcare costs. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.